Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful listeners on this fine Sunday morning.
I hope it's fine.
Me too. I hope everybody's week went well, because I hope we have a good show planned for you today.
I hope so as well. We are going to be hearing from Scythian in my draw. We're going to be hearing from Romance, an Irish group, and Bronan McVitie, who's from Belfast. And you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do some Pogues, and then some Rum Jacks, and some Riley and the Patty Hats.
I had that CD. It's a good CD.
It is. It really is. Barrels of Whiskey.
Okay. So we're going to be having a brief show of Scythian showing their drum stuff, and then we're going into Romance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Mikey O on the drum! Feeling it yet? No, that was like a Tuesday. Are you feeling it yet? All right, now it's time for you guys to get involved here. We need you guys to start itching your hands up in the air like so. Ready? Up, 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 up. Let's hear it. Up, up, a little higher. Up, up, higher.
Oh,
what you'll soon be. If it matters, you complete me. Yeah. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here.
Sit on the corner, yeah. Wait for you to be there.
Wow.
Come away with me inside, I promise you'll be there.
I don't feel bad. In the modern world. City that you lie. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here.
Yeah.
Wow. So don't feel bad. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel, no, I don't feel. I don't feel bad. Shall we? Yeah. Why? I don't feel bad.
Bright stars of heaven. like a sheet of white paper. Her neck and her breast, her bright eyes are shining, have robbed me of rest. She's a pattern of virtue wherever she goes, and her cheek.
Brona McVitie, as I mentioned earlier. And again, as I mentioned earlier, she's from Belfast. And that tune, that song, Newry Mountain, from her album We Are the Wildlife. It's a very good album.
Yes.
And before that, we heard from the Irish band Romance. They're from Dublin, with their tune The Modern World. And we started off today's show with a bumptious introduction from Scythian. We saw them once.
I
did at one of the Irish festivals.
I don't remember.
But they're still around. I know they played in Saratoga the last time I read their reviews. But anyway, the name of that, I'm not sure it was a song, but it was a Drum Mayhem. What's the name of that? And you're starting off, Farmer.
I am. We're going to start the second off with the Pogues.
Oh, okay. Number 8?
Yep.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Thank you. the ducks. Saw a train set the night on fire. I smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
I'm pleased to say that ever I got on the job, collecting the rents of the ladies and gents, the tenants of Ballinahog. Now the landlord says he, you careful must be, or else you'll make plenty of foes. For the widow alone is the worst ever known at paying the rent that she owes. If I tell you true, it's a year's rent that's due, and yet not a penny we can. Says I, widow or not, I don't give a jot, she'll have to pay out like a man. So the very next day, without any delay, I quickly appeared on the scene. And I gave a loud rap, and I took off me cap, at the door of her little cabin. Oh, come in, says the widow Malone, come in, come in, come in. Says I to her, no thank you, ma'am, it's calling round for the rent I am. Sit down, says she, we'll have some tea, I'm lonely all alone. And if you listen, you'll have me blessing, says the widow Malone. Widow Malone is dangerous, says I to myself once or twice. My job, sure it may get lost if I stay here letting her talk to me nice. So finally I said, as I shook me head, I don't want tea, thanks all the same. As I told you before, when I came to your door, 'twas for rent and rent only I came. But she said, oh me jewel, now don't be so cruel, and put her two lips up to mine. How the devil fly away with the dirty owl rent? To resist it, how could I decline? I gave her one back, such an elegant smack, and took the tea things from the shelf. Says I, you marry me, for I think we'll agree, and I'll pay the rent for you myself. Oh, come in, says the widow Malone, come in, come in, come in. Says I to her, no thank you, ma'am, it's calling round for the rent I am. Sit down, says she, we'll have some tea, I'm lonely all alone. And now I'll kiss you, and may God bless you, says the widow Malone.
¶¶ it tumbled, and all the sweet buttermilk watered the plain. Oh, what shall I do now? 'Twas looking at you now. Sure, sure, such a picture I'll ne'er meet again. 'Twas the pride of my dairy, oh, Barney McLary, your scent is a plague on the girls of Coleraine. Gently did chide her that such a misfortune should give her such pain. A kiss then he gave her, and before he did leave her, she vowed for such pleasure she'd break it again. 'Twas haymaking season, I can't tell the reason, misfortune will never come single, 'tis plain. For very soon after poor Kitty's disaster, the devil a picture was all in Coleraine.
We're back.
Unreal.
Again. Who knew?
Probably about 3,000 times, I guess.
So that was Mary O'Hara. You probably recognize both her voice and her instrument with Kitty of Coleraine from the album 40 Traditional Irish Songs. Not 39, not 27,
I have
40
a CD.
Traditional. You have that?
I have a CD like that. It's, it's got a bunch of different artists on it.
But with Mary O'Hara as included in one of them?
I don't know. There's just, it's one CD with four. Oh, you know what it is? I forgot. It's 40 songs everybody ought
to know. Oh, right.
Know.
Yes, yes.
That's what it was.
Well, look and see if Mary O'Hara is on one of them.
Okay.
Because bring it in, because everyone loves her voice. She's very well known in Ireland.
All right.
And she's very popular. And she has several CDs, not all of which are available. So if you have another tune by her, I'd love to see it.
Okay. I'll bring it in next week.
And before that, we heard from John Griffin. John Griffin was a well-known Shannon singer, which means, Shannon, as I explained before, means old thing. But a Shannon meaning an old song. And even in though that tune, he was accompanied by a fiddle. The name of the tune was The Widow Malone, but he's truly one of the pioneers of recording early songs in Irish music.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear from him every once in a while.
Yeah.
And now we're going to hear number 6.
Well, I started that set off.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Dirty Old Town and the Pogues.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And now we're going to hear from the O'Reillys and the Petty Hats.
Okay.
By the hand, saying, I'll take you for a ride. I said, I cannot go there are things to get done. Said, boy, you must, 'cause I ain't got a son. There's a little secret no one should know. Deep into the forest, we both gotta go. I showed you the way, I earn my daily bread. But dare not to reveal it, or you're gonna lose your head. I make barrels of whiskey and no champagne. It's something I process to keep away the pain. What I share with you, my love, is the biggest secret I've ever had. I make barrels of whiskey, it ain't no champagne. It's something I process to keep away that pain. At war on the battlefield, they've got more than a gun. My whiskey is their shield. Look
shed, the crippled and wounded down the street, a passport to health and a bottle to their fate. You don't leave a child or sweetheart behind. This is a secret vow, so boy, don't be blind. I make barrels of whiskey, it ain't no champagne. It's certainly in our process to keep away the pain.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was the band Patrick Street with some jigs. They were called the Dawson Street Jigs.
Dawson Street.
I'm not sure why they're called Dawson Street, but they are. There's a street in Dublin 1. So I used to live near Dawson Street, actually. And that was a good song. I liked it. And we also heard from Martin Hayes with from his album, The Good-Natured Man, which apparently he is, with his tune, The Brown Coffin. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Barrels of Whiskey. And that was by the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats. And that came off their album, Seven Hearts and One Soul.
There's seven of them? Wow.
Yeah, there's three O'Reillys and four Patty Hats.
Okay, that makes sense. So I'm going to read, today in Irish history actually is American history. On the 21st of June, 1877, a rather solemn article, the Molly Maguires are executed. On the 21st of June, 10 alleged members of the Molly Maguires, a secret society of Irish coal miners, were hanged in Pennsylvania, accused of killing several supervisors and foremen. Six were hanged in Schuylkill County Prison Yard, and what was, according to a plaque dedicated there in 1980, quote, the largest mass execution in Pennsylvania. Another four were hanged the same day at Mouch Chunk in Carbon County, Pennsylvania. The day became known in the Anthracite region as Black Thursday. Between 1877 and 1879, 20 men connected to the organization would hang, including John Keogh, the so-called King of the Mollies. In September 1978, Governor of Pennsylvania Milton J. Shapp posthumously pardoned Keogh, telling those present, quote, it is impossible for us to imagine the plight of the 19th century coal miners in the Anthracite region of Pennsylvania. And it was Keogh's popularity among the miners that led Gowen to fear, despise, and ultimately destroy him. Gowen was Franklin B. Gowen, president of the Philadelphia and Reading Railroad, himself the son of an Irish Protestant immigrant. Gowen hired James McParland, a Pinkerton agent and Irish Catholic from County Armagh, to infiltrate the Molly Maguires using the name James McKenna. It was largely on the basis of McKenna's evidence that 51 men, the majority from Donegal or North Central Ireland, faced trial. Though the Molly Maguires may have been involved in violence in the region, at least 16 men were murdered there between 1862 and 1876. The evidence against many of those convicted, including Keogh, was circumstantial. Governor Shapp said in 1978, we can be proud of the men known as the Molly Maguires because they defiantly faced allegations which attempted to make trade unionism a criminal conspiracy. Yeah. So kudos to the Molly Maguires. I wonder if the same situation existed in Ireland under these kinds of circumstances, where many of the men involved in these trials didn't speak much English and in fact spoke Gaelic. But I'll look for more evidence about that when about the Molly Maguires. And now we're going to hear from Phil Coulter.
Oh.
I think, yes. Yes, we are. What a coincidence.
This wasn't planned.
Thank you. Just before more I rose to travel. Up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doodle-la, why fall the daddy-o, why fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a-rollin', and others take the light in the Harley and the bowlin'. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Ushering the doodle-da, wank-fall-da-daddy-o, wank-fall-da-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Mushering the doodle-da, wank-fall-da-daddy-o, wank-fall-da-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering the doodle-da,
surprise, surprise.
We're back.
The Best of the Dubliners with Whiskey in the Jar. There's another song on that Best of Dubliners called Will You Come to the Bower? Which is something very unusual for the Dubliners. And it's a bit long for the show, but maybe I'll squeeze it in next week. It's a good, kind of a good. And before that, we heard from Phil Coulter from his album Scottish Tranquility, with Ye Banks and Braes. It's obviously was an instrumental, but it's about a battle in Scotland involving two rival clans, one called the Banks and the other called the Braes. And we're going to hear, what are we going to hear next, Farm?
We're going to start this final set off with the Rumjacks.
We'll be right back.
Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
Everybody, I hope you have a good week. I hope you enjoyed our show. All I could say is listen to us next week. Be good. Be kind. Keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim uggage uggage to he shuh huggin'.